Welcome to Any Questions. This is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel, and my voice at the top of the show, as it always does, means that it is time for Ian to ask me some questions. So let's say hi to WAMC's very own Ian Pickus. How are you, Ian?
Hey, Mike. I'm excited, as always, when it's your turn to answer the questions. But before we do that, let's go over last week's challenge.
In which I said, start with the phrase Rat Pack. Change one letter to an O, and you can rearrange the result to spell the two-word name, three letters, four letters, of something you might have hanging in your kitchen. What is it?
Well, what is it?
Well, if you change one of the A's to an O, you can spell pot rack.
Aha. Well, Mike, on December 19th, 1961, future Hall of Famer and 13-time NFL Pro Bowler Reggie White was born. The defensive end won Super Bowl 31 with the Packers, had his number 92 retired by Green Bay, Philly, and the Tennessee Volunteers. In honor of White, today's quiz is all about people with colors in their names.
Well, when you started that explanation, I was hoping that that's where it was going, so okay, I think I'm ready.
Which massively best-selling author of stories about protagonist Robert Langdon had an earlier career as a songwriter and musician, including an album that shared the name of his breakthrough book?
And that breakthrough book, I believe, was Angels and Demons.
Good.
And the author you're talking about is Mr. Dan Brown.
That's correct. Number two. Two of the last three California governors fit this category. Both were Democrats. Can you name one or both?
Jerry Brown.
Correct.
Speaking of people named Brown.
The once and future.
That's right. And the other one, I believe, is Gray Davis.
Correct.
Well,
very good.
Good for me.
In between?
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Wow. Number three. Which pop star, born Alicia Beth Moore, was part of the Lady Marmalade remake for the soundtrack to Moulin Rouge, and says she got her stage name from a Quentin Tarantino movie?
P!NK.
And can you,
however you pronounce that, I believe you pronounce that pink.
That's right. And can you name the movie she says she got her stage name from?
Yes, she's referring to the character Mr. Pink, who is one of the Reservoir Dogs.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Fourth, Amy Tan has written more than a dozen novels, children's books, and works of nonfiction, but remains best known for her debut bestseller about a group of Chinese women and their American-born daughters. What's the name of this novel, which was also made into a feature film?
All I can think of is the Joy Luck Club.
Well, that's a good thing, because you're right. And finally, which actor, producer, and director, who's the creator of Cartoon Network's Robot Chicken and the voice of Chris on Family Guy, got his start as a child in films like The Hotel New Hampshire and Radio Days?
That is Mr. Seth Green.
Excellent. Well, Mike got himself into the black. He went 5 for 5 this week. How did you do? Fly your colors at quiz@wamc.org.
Or you can flag our website at wamc.org/anyquestions, where you can find those questions, some extra credit questions, or this challenge from Ian.
Name actor and musician Jack Black's comedic band. Rearrange the letters in this band's name, and you can spell a 10-letter word for some things that are sought on college campuses. What are they? So again, name actor and musician Jack Black's comedic band. Rearrange the letters in this band's name, and you can spell a 10-letter word for some things that are sought on college campuses. What are they? Mike Nothnagel's associate professor of mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other outlets. And Mike, I can see the steam a-coming. You work on that challenge, and we will reconvene the quiz this time next week.
We'll see you then.